boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
I've talked about how much I love my car insurance company.
Yeah.
I've never had to like really call on them too much, knock on wood, right?
Don't jinx it, right?
But I've called them a couple times just to see like what's my policy, what does it include, all that fun jazz. But I really do love them a lot because when it comes around to the holidays, like Christmas and whatever, they'll send me cards and they'll say Merry Christmas. And I love that. And then on my birthday, they always send me a card and they shoot me a text message. Happy birthday, Destiny. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
However, this year, there was no text message.
Oh.
And there was no card. I know this because I look forward to it every year. It's stupid because it's coming from my car insurance company. Who cares about a card from your car insurance company? But I look forward to it.
And it's just a card. They don't have like a coffee gift card.
No.
Okay.
It's no discount. Nothing, no money.
Yeah.
But I just look forward to it. That's why I keep them around.
Okay, that's a problem. But okay.
It's because I'm like, wow, I feel like they care about me enough to like send me cards. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I don't know if any other car insurance or home insurance does that, but I love that they do that for me. Mm-hmm. You think of me for the holidays and I appreciate it. But I'm like, is it because I turned 30 you just don't care anymore?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. I've been upset. It's been over like almost 2 weeks now since my birthday and I've gotten still nothing. However, finally yesterday, I got something from them in the mail, but I didn't think much of it. I figured maybe it was a bill of some sort. I don't know. I kid you not. It says, before you blow out your candles, how about you think of life insurance? Screw you so much for not sending me a card, but instead now saying, before you blow out the candles, how about you think of life insurance? No! How about you send me a card first? I was so mad. I was so mad last night. I'm like, I might cancel.
I mean, they're looking out for you because you're old now.
Thanks, Taylor. But if I call, you know, because they're always like, why are you leaving us? Like, is there anything we could do to keep you around? When I call them to cancel, it's going to be the stupidest reason. I'll be like, well, you didn't send me a birthday card.
And then you called me old.
Then you called me old and you told me to sign up for life insurance. Yeah, this is why I'm leaving.
And they probably would be like, you know what? I think it's best for us to go our own ways. It's not us. It's you. Well, I have to admit, I was wrong. And I fell for fake news, I think.
Way to go.
Well, you remember yesterday when I was telling you that I was pretty upset because I spoiled my own show for myself? I saw a Love Island UK All-Star spoiler on Facebook. Somebody posted, your Love Island winners are, and then had a picture of a couple. So I was really like, dang it. I wanted to find out in the finale of the show. I didn't want to look up the spoilers. It just showed up. So I was really upset about that. But last night was the finale. It was officially out. And I sat down with my boyfriend Curly to watch it. And I'm like, whatever. I'm going to halfway pay attention because I already know what happens at the end. They have five final couples and they start in last place and go all the way to first place. So they go through fifth place is this couple. Fourth place is that couple. Third place, they announced the couple that I thought won. That I saw on Facebook. So what I saw was a fake post. It was, I don't know if somebody photoshopped it. I don't know how they did it, but it was a lie because they got third place. So then suddenly I was like, I should have been paying attention a little bit more, I guess, because now I actually don't know who wins the show and I look like the dummy. And my boyfriend Curly is like, why are you freaking out? I'm like, because that's who Facebook told me won and they got third place. I need to log off the internet, I think.
This is why I don't ever trust like any of those things when it comes to like, you know, Dancing with the Stars or even like, oh, who got unmasked for the Masked Singer. I'm like, I don't trust nothing anymore.
Well, now I know better, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Made me feel dumber than dumb. Now I need to restart the season.
Do you know who actually won?
Yeah.
And are you excited about it?
No. I'm still upset. There's no winning here.
Here's what's hot and what's not. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
So there's a hack going around on TikTok that has people a little bit upset. It has to do with pizza and how you reheat your pizza.
Okay.
So she basically goes on to say, like, pizza's never as good when you take it home from a restaurant or even order in and you have leftovers. It's never as good the second time, which is kind of to be expected. She swears by dunking it in water first.
Okay, okay. I could see this because I have seen other people do, instead of, like, not dunking it in pizza, but what they would do is you put the pizza on the plate, put it in the microwave, and then add a cup of water on the side of the microwave. So I could see this actually working.
I like that better because she literally has a bowl full of, I'm guessing, like, room temperature water. She takes her slice of pizza and gives it a bath. She dunks it in, all of it, all the crust, all the toppings, and then plops it on her plate. She likes to air fry, so she tosses hers in the air fryer, pulls it out, and she's like, it's just as fresh as when I got it. It tastes exactly like it did at the restaurant. Like, I swear by this. And people in the comments are like, that is gross. I'm kind of on the side of that is gross because I have a hard time with leftovers as is. And if there is any sort of condensation on my leftovers, I get the ick. I don't know why. Water on my food weirds me out.
Oh.
So I like your idea better of like almost steaming it in the microwave. And so dunking it in water just feels really wrong.
For me, when I get how I get the ick with leftovers is if it doesn't look exactly how it did when I first originally ate it, I won't do it.
Okay.
Like, does that make sense? Okay, so like let's say you ate the pizza when I, you know, at the restaurant or whatever, or wherever at home or whatever. When I reheat it, it needs to look exactly the same or I get the ick. Same thing with pasta. That's why I can't do reheated pasta because it never looks the same.
What do you mean? Changing colors or?
It just does. No, it just ends up looking more rubbery or whatever. It just nothing looks the same when you reheat it. That's why I'm very picky about leftovers.
Are you putting it in the fridge or are you like leaving it under the sink? I'm confused.
It's those girls in the afternoon and Trending with Taylor, Z102.9.
I think when I was younger, I truly didn't understand the saying of the little things in life can like really make you happy.
Yeah, totally.
Until I got older. Okay. Then really, seriously, the little things in life and the dumbest things in life make me so freaking happy.
What'd you buy? I already know.
How did you know?
Because I'm happy when I buy things.
Okay, so I was having a bad morning this morning, okay? Just cranky little destiny, okay? So I was like, I'm going to go to the store and make myself happy. We have a new espresso maker at home. Mm-hmm. So, of course, I'm in my barista era right now.
Nice.
So I need all of the syrups. And I got vanilla. No one cares. But the one I really care about and the one I'm so excited and I'm going to have a latte tomorrow with is toasted marshmallow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sugar-free toasted marshmallow. I'm about to be in my toasted marshmallow era.
And that's why you're on cloud nine. You know what? I'm not
so
judging.
Stupid.
I'm not judging.
I'm already thinking of what I could do. I have caramel at home. It could be a caramel toasted marshmallow. I have chocolate, like a chocolate little syrup one. I could be... The only thing I need is a graham cracker of something. I don't know what to do to make a graham cracker.
Honey.
You're so smart.
Pay me in a latte.
That's the thing. That's what I want to do is I'm so excited to be a barista. Like, I'm not a barista, but like an at-home barista.
Yeah.
I love when neighbor man wakes up and he's like, make me my coffee. I'm like, I will. What do you want, sir? And then I like love when he lets me add a syrup in it. I'm just waiting for that moment. Somebody here sees me with my coffee and they're like, you gonna make me something? I would love to make them a coffee.
I'm ringing the service bell.
What would you like? I've got so many syrups. I've got cookie dough or chocolate chip cookie dough. I've got...
I would say I'm
toasted marshmallow.
You know what? I feel like after that whole rant, maybe I just need toasted marshmallow.
Okay.
And I'll give you my full, honest review.
Oh, you going to Yelp me?
Yeah. You know what? I will.
Great. Yesterday, I don't know what was with me, but I just kind of felt like I had a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think everybody has one of those where you just feel like, what?
Okay.
What, you're going through something?
No, this song.
You know, you never know what I got up my sleeve, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, you just feel like you're going through something, right? So I texted Neighbor Man, and I was like, I'm having a bad day, right? And then I called him after work, and I'm like, I'm having a rough one.
Mm-hmm.
So either I'm going to come visit you at work, or I'm going to Chick-fil-A, because you know me. I always got to go there if I'm having right. a bad one. He's like, how about you come visit me? I was like, great. I come visit him, and he works at a place that serves food, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get there. He's got the table set.
Nice.
My favorite food and my favorite appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even ask for it.
Wow.
It's already ready to go. And then he's asking me, what do you want to drink? The only thing I was maybe offended was, he's like, do you want Diet Coke or do you want water? I was like, today's not a day for diet. Today's a day for sugar.
Oh, I want the full thing.
I want the
How dare you?
How dare you ask me for diet?
Oh my God.
But I appreciated, like, he just knew that, like, when I said I want a bad day, he had the plate ready to go. And I just appreciate that.
Dude, that's so nice. And I am a little envious of that. That's kind of a perk of him working in the food industry uh-huh. a little bit. You know, my boyfriend Curly's not, it's not that he's a bad cook, but I just am normally in charge of it. So if I'm having one of those days where I'm like, oh, it's a bad day. I can't do anything. I'll still probably have to cook, but he's way more helpful. Like, he won't leave me alone in the kitchen.
Good.
And then what really gets me, it's always, I got dishes tonight.
No.
Oh, yeah. And I'm not even saying, like, our plates that we eat off. He'll do, like,
the whole load.
The skillet. He'll do any sort of, like, measuring cups I use. It's always
whatever is left in the sink.
You go sit. You start eating. I got dishes. And I'm like, you know what? That's all I need to hear.
Taylor, I'd be like, I'm having a bad day every day.
Well, then I start to lose my street cred a little bit.
I'd come home and be like, it was a bad day. It was a horrible day. I'm sad today. I'd be coming up with excuses every single day.
Yeah.
I'm nervous today.
Oh, I don't know if you'd do dishes if I was nervous. I'll say it. The highlight of my week so far has been buying new undies.
Hey, I told you it was toasted marshmallow coffee syrup, so that's where our lives are at.
We're
right
doing
now.
What we can
to survive.
No, I would probably say that any week because I don't know what it is, and maybe you're different. I just get like random spurts of motivation, I guess, to like get new underwear so that I can go through my drawer and pitch some of the old ones. I don't know. It's a really good feeling because it's not something that you ever like think to buy. I don't buy it once a month or I'm not on any sort of schedule when it comes to shopping
first
for underwear.
First of the month, new undies.
I mean, that'd be nice, but I'm not. And I kind of like went all out and got quite a bit because I really want to do like a nice refresh of my undergarments drawer. And I feel like I am aging myself because when I was ordering stuff online, you know, in the past, it was fun to get like the cutesy underwear with like sassy little sayings like not today, Satan or whatever, like on the butt. But I just was like, I just need comfort. I'm prioritizing comfort at my age now. And I hate how excited I am about all of it.
That's the thing is I'm ready to get some new ones, too. Like I'm like at any point in time, I'm just ready to go shopping. Cause I'm like, I've noticed I'm more into the, I've been like grabbing from my underwear drawer, I've been going for the comforty ones.
Oh.
And then I've been less for like, I've got cute ones, fun ones, little sexy ones. Right. But I don't grab those.
No.
At all. And then I'm like, God, do the guys care?
No.
That's a serious question. Like, I've never asked, but like, would they be mad if I got rid of all of it? Like got rid of it at all. And I just went for boring comfy ones.
I think if they throw a fit about that, you can quickly turn around and say, how many of yours have holes in them?
That's true. Amen. And theirs ain't fun. The only fun ones he has is a pair that's got Buc-ee's on it. You know, the gas station?
Wow.
That's the only fun.
Not the Buc-ee's boxers.
Yeah, he's got Buc-ee's boxers.
I kind of want to buy some for myself. They got ladies?
It's time for a Taylor Window Update. With those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's been a rough couple of days with this frigid cold outside. Mm-hmm. We had our friend neighbor's moving truck that was stuck outside for a whole entire day and a half.
Yeah.
Imagine this, because we're not the only ones suffering. It's like the whole Midwest right now is frozen. Apparently up in Wisconsin, they had a water main break, so there were cars frozen to the road.
No.
Their tires were stuck to the ground.
What do you do to unstick them?
Well, I'm like reading this article and people are saying, you know, when if you like street park or whatever and you get kind of like blocked in because the snowplow comes by, it takes you forever to kind of dig yourself out. Imagine having to do that with solid ice. They're saying it took them forever. They had to just chip away at the no, wheels.
I'd let the sun melt that.
Well, I'm seeing also people commenting on this article being like, can you imagine calling into your boss?
That's what I was going
to
say.
And as being like, said, I'm frozen. My car is frozen to the ground.
Yep. And your boss being like, I need you to still come to work today. I need you to figure it out.
But your wheels literally won't turn.
I don't care. I need you here by 10 o'clock, Taylor. Figure it out. Mm. Or you're fired.
See you later. That's what I'd say. That's brutal.
And then you send a picture. Still don't care. See you at 10 o'clock.
And you're like, okay. Start rubbing your hands together.
So I'm like, what do you do? Throw hot water on it, but then it'll turn cold. So then it's just going to add to it. I don't know.
I would just
a blowtorch.
Honestly be like, I'm sick today and let the sun do what the sun does.
But you have to be sick for a while until eventually it fixes the
it
problem.
Melts. I don't know. I'm sorry for you up in Milwaukee if that happened to you.
Oh my God. That's torturous.
But also I am curious how long it actually
But then
took.
I'm also kind of part of me is like, dang it, why couldn't that happen to me?
Yeah, right?
Man.
When people are like, oh, I couldn't get out of my driveway. Like, oh, I'm a little jealous.
Man, I could have had 2 days off.
Dang it, I kind of wish my car was stuck to the road.
Neighbor man told me today that he wants to work for the company, a.k.a. Z102.9.
This is interesting.
This is very interesting. I didn't know he wanted to work here, but apparently he does. Just me. Let me tell you what department he wants to work for, because it's not what you would think for, what you would think, which is being a radio DJ. That's not what he wants.
No, he's not coming for my job. I got eyes on the back of my head.
Did you think he wanted to?
I don't know.
It's just that girl and neighbor man in the afternoon.
Maybe that's his dream. I don't know.
No, don't worry. He doesn't want your job. I think he respects you too much. Don't worry. Why are you looking at me like that?
As he should.
You are
fear
still
me, neighbor man.
Dude, I am not letting you two be in a room alone. You are nervous.
Well, now what does he want to do?
He does not want to do that. I know we're talking about, you know, if you're interested, you could apply for street team, right?
Yeah.
Not interested in that. No. You remember our trivia question last night, which was about 14% of people say this is an underappreciated job?
Yeah.
It's sales. I was telling him about that trivia question, and he was like, I could do sales. Are you guys hiring? I'll do sales. I think I could do it.
Okay.
So he wants to do sales, because we got a sales department here.
Yeah.
And I was like, you want to do sales? Really?
Interesting.
Have you ever done sales before? He's like, I think I can do it.
Just because he thinks he can? Or what? Like, what type of proof do we have?
He has no proof, no background, but he's like, I think I can do it. I've got it. I think I'd be very, very good at it. And I was like, okay. Alrighty then. Here's my concern.
Okay.
It's not that I don't think he can do it. I think he'd be fine. Whatever. I just don't think, respectfully, that we should ever work together.
No.
And it's more that I know I'm going to be annoying around him.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to annoy this whole building with him in the room. You know what I'm saying? You know me. I'm going to be over there like, hey, honey.
I was just going to say
the copier machine made me mad today.
Oh,
can you
puke.
Go beat it up?
I literally am going to get sick.
Hey, honey. Taylor won't share her snacks with me. Will you get me snacks? I don't know. Something like that. You know me.
That is one big HR violation, it sounds like. Sometimes you wake up in the morning and you're like, I got to pretend to be somebody else to make it through the day. And boy, did I do that the first half of today. I pretended and lived like my cat. for the first part of today. So I came into work a little bit later, which meant I got to hang out at home. I could have been productive. Spoiler alert, I was not. Screw that. I know, right? I mean, I could have made use of my time, but I kind of took the lead of my cat, Romeo. I slept in, which felt really great. And then after my boyfriend Curly left and went off to work, my cat Romeo jumped up into bed and was hanging out with me. And I'm like, oh my gosh, okay. I can't move now. This is a magical moment. So I'm going to do this for a while. And then he ends up getting off the bed and goes and does his thing. I'm like, okay, well, that's probably my sign that I should like get off my butt. I follow him out to the living room. I'm like, you know what? I don't know what you guys do here all day, you cats. So I'm going to follow your lead and act like I'm you. So then he's hanging out on the couch, which means I moved from the bed to the couch and sat on my butt and did absolutely nothing. He actually napped. My cat Romeo did. I didn't end up napping, but I was like, you guys live the best life ever. And I bet even after I left, he probably moved back to the bed and napped even more. And I wish I could do that every day of my life. It was magical.
Okay. You just inspired something in me. Well, I have two questions. Well, I have two things. One, where did he nap on the couch?
Not on me, but like across. I have like an L couch and he was on the other side. So he didn't snuggle me.
Okay, because Fat Mochi doesn't. Sometimes he sleeps on the couch, but most of the time he likes to sleep at the very top.
Yeah.
Where your head's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I was kind of wondering how you were sleeping on there, how you were laying on the couch.
No, he was on the other cushion.
Oh, gotcha. But you kind of inspired something in me that maybe you should, this could be how you get rich on TikTok. A day in the life of me acting like my cat.
Oh my God.
Or that's living genius. My life like a cat. I don't know.
Yes.
Something or like that.
My cat Romeo decides my day for me.
Exactly.
If you see that and you know me. No, you don't.
If I lived that life, I would just be eating all the time because that's what Fat Mochi does.
Well, yeah, and his name is Fat Mochi. What did you expect?
And yours is clearly, according to Romeo and what I learned yesterday, you're going to be in the tub a lot.
I'm going to be in the tub and sleeping. That's pretty much it.
You know me, I'm a lovey-dovey, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm a homework girl through and through.
Right.
Well, yesterday you did a Trending with Taylor story where there's this guy who, based on like the day that you were born, it tells you a lot about who you are.
Yeah, the day of the week, not your actual birthday. So if you were born on February 20th, 2025, you're a Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And he has personality traits for Sunday through Saturday. So we went through them yesterday.
Yeah. And I came home and I told Neighbor Man about it. I was like, this is the type of person I am because I was born on a Thursday.
Right.
Then I went on my Apple calendar on my phone and I was like, let me see what you were. And I went all the way back to the
dude, why didn't you just Google it?
I could have done that.
Yeah, okay, anyways.
Well, I scrolled. My finger got a workout.
Nice.
And I found out that we were born on the same day. We were both born on a Thursday.
Also a Thursday.
I'm thinking we're meant to be.
Okay. That's all it took.
See, I will take anything. And I'm like, I think we're meant to be.
It was a sign. Yeah.
It was a sign. All because of your Trending with Taylor. I'm like, I think we're meant to be. All because we were both born on a Thursday.
All right. Yeah. I mean, if that, yeah. Yeah. You know what? Yeah. I don't know.
You know, some people believe in like, you know, if I'm an Aquarius and you're a Libra or whatever, we're meant to be. I'm like, if we're both born on Thursdays, we're soulmates.
It's end game. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on.
With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I love following people on TikTok who share their dating lives and what it's like on the apps and what they feel like works for them. And then, not so much. That's not getting me dates. And there's one girl who has come up with a hack, I guess is what she's calling it, to get the conversation started.
Okay.
In a creative way. Her name is Madeline. And what she does is she photoshops herself into photos on the guy's profile.
Love that.
So.
That's genius, actually.
her, she has a whole series.
I think you can send photos on Bumble.
I'm assuming so, because that's what she does. But she has a whole series on TikTok that's like adding myself to guys' Bumble pictures, part four, part five. Mm-hmm. And she shows these pictures that she's doing. She's like, I think they have cute pictures. Why not make them cuter by adding myself?
I love that.
For example, if a guy has a photo of him like as a best man, you can tell he's at a wedding, maybe giving a speech. She'll take a photo of herself from a previous wedding mm-hmm. and just stick herself in there, mm-hmm. send in DM, and then get the conversation going. One of them that actually got her past the dating app and on an actual date was a guy had a picture on his profile standing on a boat, and she put herself on there wearing a life jacket because he had a life jacket on. She sent the photo and then said, "What's your dream vacation destination? And he goes, "You know what? 10 out of 10 on creativity. I'm impressed. Let's meet up for a drink." Mm-hmm. So this is working for her.
I can tell you why this is working.
Why?
Because one, it's funny.
It is funny.
Everybody wants somebody who's funny, mm-hmm. right? And two, it's creative. When I was on the dating apps, I was sick and tired with the, hey,
it's boring.
How are you? I'm good. What are you up to? That was stupid.
Yeah.
Okay? She's changing it up. Number two, everybody wants to number three, I don't know where I'm at. Everybody wants to imagine you.
What you look like together.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And she's painting that for you right then and there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's freaking genius.
I really do like it. I am having a hard time imagining receiving a photo, though.
I'd love it. I'd laugh. I would think it's the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
The only problem is I wish she wouldn't have told everyone, because now everyone's going to do it. And then, you know, now that if you were on the dating app, like let's say if I was still on it, you know, I'd be like, okay, Jared, this is now the sixth time I've received this. I got it from Steve before mm-hmm. you and Ryan and Chris. And now, Jared,
don't put your picture of your head on my cat.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Gotta get my stretchy pants out again. I know I just had them out for Thanksgiving, but I gotta dig them out again. And not for Thanksgiving, but for something completely else.
I'm always down to bring out my big comfies.
I know. I am so looking forward to what I'm eating on Saturday. Do you ever just look forward to something you're gonna eat?
Yes. Often.
So it's Gowntown Week here at Z102.9, which means on Sunday, area high school students can get a free Z102.9. Not Z102.9, just a free prom dress.
Can
we just
imagine?
Got them plastered in Z102.
Yeah, you can find a dress with Eric's face all over it. That would be sick. No, they're just regular prom dresses.
It's got Eric's face on one. The other ones have Z102.9 on over it. And my face is on a couple. Mm. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. Come see them. They're really great.
Yeah, great.
No, trust me, they're regular prom dresses.
But if you want to come see us, the details on that are on KZIA.com or the Z102.9 app. But it makes for, it's a long day. There's plenty of time for people to shop. And we want to make it the best experience for everybody shopping.
Yes. But I want you to know that it's like our Super Bowl, okay?
Oh, it is.
100%. Yes. This is our Z102.9 Super Bowl. And I love it. I love it because I shopped it when I was a high school student. And so it's like a full circle because I shopped it when I was in high school. And now I get to work it as a radio DJ, which is awesome. So again, it's like our Super Bowl. So it's a big event on Sunday, but there's a lot of prep that happens throughout the week.
Totally.
We are there long hours throughout the week, getting the store ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
So Saturday is really the only day that we like get to rest. And we make it very clear that the staff gets a rest day.
Yeah.
And we take that and we use and abuse it.
Totally.
Like, I'm going to be a vegetable on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah.
I'm my DoorDash. Okay.
I'm not going to judge you.
The only time I'm getting up is to go to the bathroom, and that is it. And to answer the DoorDash.
Okay. I like these plans.
But I want to DoorDash sushi.
Ooh, yeah.
That's why I'm getting my stretchy pants out. Yeah. I'm going to get an obnoxious amount of sushi. I've been thinking about this all week. I'm like, honey, you deserve this. You've been doing so much work with Gowntown. You deserve this.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to get like a redonkulous, like for a family of five of sushi.
You know what?
I'm so looking forward to it.
I don't blame you.
I can't wait. I've been thinking about this all week. It's like the only thing that's getting me through the week.
Dude, I have been this way this week for a food too, and that is a baked potato. Baked potatoes. Are getting me this
you better be loaded, I'm saying.
No, yes, they are, because what was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago. I was planning on having steak bites and baked potatoes for dinner, and I told you, and I told multiple people all day, I can't stop thinking about this baked potato I'm about to have tonight. I'm going to load it up. And now, ever since I had it, because it lived up to the expectations, yeah. I'm talking butter, sour cream, cheese, bacon bits. I had all the goods, more toppings than actual potato, as you should. And now I'm like,
Do you have more?
I got more potato. I got all the things. So I'm like,
You're going to make more?
I'm going to treat myself the rest of this week, I think.
A baked potato
with baked
every
potatoes.
Day.
Yeah, because I can't stop thinking about them. So when you're eating a family of five worth of sushi on Saturday.
She's going to be eating a family of six.
I'm going to eat my 5-pound bag of potatoes on Saturday.
I told you yesterday, I was just in a grumpy mood.
Jeez.
Everybody has those days. And then it kind of honestly just rolled into this morning.
Yeah.
I woke up as a grumpy Gus. I was tired. I just couldn't get over my grumpy mood. And then I had to take neighbor man to work today.
You had to or you chose to?
No, I had to.
Okay.
He left his car at work last night. So I was the only option.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm driving and I got my eyes half open. I'm like, I don't really want to be doing this. And I'm like, I hate this morning. I hate being awake. Bah, I'm still grumpy. And I kid you not, he's vibing into whatever. I don't remember what music was playing this morning because, again, I was grumpy. He's vibing to whatever Lay J was playing this morning on Z102.9. He's dancing. I think he was trying to make me in a better mood. I'm not going to lie. I don't know what he was doing. And he looks over at me and he's like, we are two different moods right now.
Mm.
I was like, yeah, we are. I'm never really a grumpy Gus that often, but I was a grumpy Gus this morning.
And him being in a good mood didn't help?
No.
No.
Somebody in a better mood does not make me in a better mood. If anything, it ticks me off.
Well, I guess I kind of agree. I am you when I go to the gym with my boyfriend, Curly. Yes. Normally, he's excited and he's like, yeah, we're going to get after it. This is so good for us. And I can't look on the bright side. And I'm like, I would rather be in bed. I don't want to do this. I hate it here, but we always start on the treadmill together.
And then you get better?
Well, no, because I'm still upset. Oh, but then I'll look over and he does not care who's in the gym. Like he's like bopping and then he'll catch that I'm looking at him and then he'll start doing like dance moves at me. And then I forget that I'm so mad to be there. So I guess it helps in that way. Maybe because he's not telling me, you can be in a better mood. You should be happy.
Oh, he didn't tell me that.
He's just being silly.
He knows better not to say that. Don't you dare say that to me.
I don't even want to know what happens.
Let's just say. Nobody should ever ask me that or say that to me because even I don't want to know what happens.
Nobody survives.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Do you feel underappreciated at your job? Well, we're here to represent you. Those Girls Incorporated.
As you should. Let it out.
Tonight's trivia question is for you. Maybe your job is the answer for tonight's trivia question.
Wow, spill it.
We won't tell your boss.
Never.
We keep secrets around here.
Yeah, I'm not your boss. I don't care. I appreciate you. Yeah, if you needed to hear that.
Yes, they did. They did need to
hear
that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Taylor. 14% of people say this is the most underappreciated job.
Mm.
What is it?
Mm. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Taylor's like, I've had a couple of jobs that felt underappreciated.
Oh, definitely. Most people, I feel like, have been in a job where you're like, I feel like nobody cares that I'm here.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Yeah. We've all had like hundreds of jobs before. We're like, nobody cares about me.
Does anybody know I'm here today?
I bet you if I didn't even come to work, they would have no idea.
I quit and they still don't know.
They still think I work there and it's been 10 years.
I got a W-2. I haven't worked there in 10 years.
I got a job like that.
Oh, God.
I'm still getting W-2s. Yeah. It's been like 15 years.
Like you guys.
Hey, that's fine. Keep paying me. I don't care. 14% of people say this is the most underappreciated job. What is it?
Text in your guess to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
You ever have one of those days where you just don't feel appreciated at your job?
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight's trivia question is for you.
And know that we appreciate you.
We do.
No matter what you do.
Any job, we appreciate what you do.
If it's a job, it's probably important.
Exactly. Makes the world go round and round.
Because if there wasn't a reason for it, why are they paying you?
Exactly.
That's all the knowledge I have.
We're very smart.
For tonight.
14% of people say this is the most underappreciated job. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, 5366 said a teacher.
You know what? It looks fun. Right? I'm always like, yeah. Oh, it looks like fun. But then last week when I spoke at Hazel Point Intermediate in the Lindmar District, I'm like, couldn't do it. Can't be me. I had to speak for just 3 classes and it was 20 minutes each. I was like, this is just the speaking part. And I was already like, my mind was like, I was losing it. Mm-hmm. This isn't grading papers. This isn't, there's a million and one other things they do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of work that they got to do, there's things they do off the clock.
It's crazy. I had friends in college who were going for education and the way they were like, yeah, you have to like come up with stuff to teach. I'm like, how do you do that?
You come up with how it yourself?
Your curriculum, right? So I'm like, how do you, I wouldn't know if you put a 6-year-old in front of me, I'd be like, here's a snack. I don't know.
Read it. I don't know.
Count on your fingers. See, this is why I didn't.
Kid, there's a thing called Google. Don't let me teach you.
You teachers, you are appreciated.
We appreciate you because we couldn't do it.
Never.
That's why they put us on the radio.
Yeah.
They were like, they're too stupid.
You should not be teaching anybody.
Tina said garbage truck workers. You know what? You forget about them. But you know what? Who's going to take care of my trash?
Somebody has to do it, and they do it. They do it in the rain and the snow and all
that.
That's
what I was going to say. No matter the weather, they do it. And sometimes they have to do it on holidays, which sucks.
Mm-hmm. And they do it early in the morning. I hear my people out sometimes at 6 a.m. I'm like, you guys, how long you been out here?
And they got to deal with traffic. I'm sure there's the amount of times that they almost get hit by a car.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, screw you. You always
hit
me.
Get out of my way.
Yeah.
I'd be dumping garbage on people.
See, this is why I could not be a garbage truck worker.
I'm too petty.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I'd be like, I hate this house. We ain't picking up your trash.
And you would be fired really quickly.
You'd be like, Destiny, you can't do that because you don't. I would not be picking up my ex's trash.
Oh, my God. And let it pile up.
I'd be like, well, you were trash for a reason.
Enjoy that fine from the city.
This is why I can't do what you do.
We appreciate you, garbage truck workers.
We appreciate you.
5350 said food service.
Again, I couldn't do it.
I could not either.
I eat it all.
Well, that is a problem in its own. But I think, you know, like servers and stuff, people are like, oh my gosh.
I don't know how you're nice.
It's taking so long and nobody knows.
How do you be nice? That's my first question. How are you nice? Because people are too mean to you.
That's what I'm saying.
I couldn't. The soon as someone was mean to me, I'd be mean back.
No.
And you have to be nice.
Mm-mm. You have no choice.
I'd want to be mean.
I would be mean.
The only time I could do it is if I could work at the mean restaurants. What are the restaurants?
Oh, yeah. I do like those.
I could do that.
Yeah, I could do that easily. Except it'd be too real. You know?
They'd be like, Taylor,
pull back a little bit.
You got to pull back a little
bit. You're hurting people's feelings.
You can't do it to your coworkers, too.
Yeah.
14% of people say this is the most underappreciated job. What is it?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Now, if I see a radio DJ come in, I'm going to know it's one of our coworkers.
No. You ain't slick.
What I learned tonight is that our text line is popping off.
Mm.
A lot of people feel underappreciated.
But we appreciate you.
Yeah, any job.
Whatever you do.
We love you. We appreciate you.
You're doing it. And also, it's almost Friday, so you can make it.
Just a couple more days, and then it's the freaking weekend, baby.
Yeah.
And then you're back at it again.
And you know who appreciates you? Your couch.
And Netflix and Hulu and whatever you subscribe to.
Mm-hmm. I know they appreciate me.
14% of people say this is the most underappreciated job. What is it?
And the let's get quizzical answer is...
I don't know how you do it, but 14% of people say the most underappreciated job, sales. Sales is the most underappreciated job.
I would be very, very bad at sales.
I know you would be.
I appreciate it.
I'm point blank period, Taylor. You would suck at sales.
At salespeople. Like,
I don't know how do you...
I don't know. I think I would be really bad at hearing no. You know what I mean? Like, if somebody was like, no, I'm not interested in your chocolate bar, I'd be like, okay, but why?
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't. Somebody would be like, Taylor, I'm not interested in your chocolate bar. And you'd be like, okay, have a good day. That's what you would be like.
Well, you know, I don't even think I'd get that far because it would be like, hey, make this cold call. And I would dial and they'd go, hello. And then I would hang up because I got scared.
Yeah, that's exactly it. No, here's the other thing. I've dabbled a little bit in sales. And the thing is you get told no 100 times before you ever get told yes. And I take that too personal. And I'm like, it's me. I suck. I'm a horrible human.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I take it personal. Like, I'm a horrible person. Nobody likes me.
So they would say no, and you would say, okay, but let me tell you how that makes me feel.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.